Good girl. She nuzzled in and I loved her fully. Deep in the canoe of my lap, she made her bed. I found my purpose in the cold of her nose. My whole world to rest beneath the soft down of her floppy ears. She stayed where she was set. Safe in the canoe of my warm lap, she stretched to look at my chin. She looked at my hands and at all the warm skin she could reach from where she stayed, where she was set. Our future would be lapped up like warm milk for us both to share. She stayed where she was set, though. Such a good passenger, she never threatened to tip the canoe of my shallow lap. She only stayed and stretched to lick at all the warmth she could reach. And that was the problem, my mother said. We shared a kind of truth to be nuzzled and calm, but there was the problem, I guessed. He pawed and he stormed and he climbed. He stretched and he spilled from the canoe of my shallow lap, and I hated myself for it. He bit at my nose and I laughed instead of cried, and so we went home together. We were awkward friends for years, though I did never stretch far enough to reach the warmth of him.